This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Donald Trump visits 5 swing states Sunday in a weekend sprint against challenger Joe Biden and just days before the U.S. presidential election. The candidates campaigned in crucial states in the Midwest and Southeast on Saturday. Mr. Trump rallies voters Sunday in toss-up states Michigan, Iowa, North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida, while Biden focuses on Pennsylvania, a key battleground likely to play an important role in Tuesday's election. Underscoring the high stakes and the disruptive impact of the coronavirus pandemic, a record 92 million early votes have already been cast in what is looking to be the biggest voter turnout in a century. The election takes place in a deeply divided country with feelings so heated that gun sales have surged. Businesses in some cities, including Washington, D.C., have boarded up, and police are preparing for violence. Polls open in Algeria Sunday for a vote on a revised constitution. The regime hopes will neutralize a protest movement, which last year drove the country's longtime president from power. The current president has pitched the revisions as meeting the demands of the HIRAC, a youth-led protest movement that staged huge demonstrations until the coronavirus pandemic shut them down. But observers say the fresh document doesn't offer much that's new. State media has promoted calls for a yes vote, while those supporting a no vote have been banned from holding meetings, said one 78-year-old voter. I voted yes so my country doesn't collapse. Voters in ex-Soviet Moldova also went to the polls on Sunday to elect a president under the watchful eye of Moscow, which wants the country to stay close. The pro-Moscow president is seeking a 4-year mandate, with his biggest challenger wanting to join the EU. This is VOA News. The president of Azerbaijan said Sunday there was no reason for Russia to intervene in the conflict over Nagorno-Karabakh because Baku is not threatening Armenian territory. Fighting has been raging over Karabakh, an ethnic Armenian region of Azerbaijan, for more than a month. And on Saturday, Armenia's prime minister asked Moscow for urgent consultations on how Russia could come to its aid under a defense treaty. Azerbaijan's president said the request was an admission of defeat and that the treaty did not apply because the enclave is internationally recognized as part of Azerbaijan. The president reiterated that Azerbaijan has no military plans for Armenian territory. More than 1,200 people from both sides have reportedly been killed in fighting, but the death toll could be much higher. Fighting erupted on September 27th over Karabakh, which broke from Azerbaijan's control during a war in the 1990s. International attempts to secure a ceasefire have repeatedly failed. Turkey on Sunday extended once again a research ship mission in contested waters of the eastern Mediterranean, ignoring Greek warnings that such moves would undercut efforts to resolve their dispute. The Turkish Navy said in a message on the International Maritime Alert System, NAVTEX, that their vessel would stay in the area until November 14th. It had previously said the ship would remain until November 4th, which is Wednesday. The latest development comes as the two NATO allies have toned down some of their rhetoric in the aftermath of a deadly earthquake that hit both countries. The research vessel, which is escorted by military ships, has become the symbol of Ankara's quest for natural gas in the eastern Mediterranean, where recent discoveries have triggered huge interest and competition. Athens say Ankara is breaking international law by prospecting in Greek waters. Turkey in August sent the ship into the disputed zone, which alarmed both Cyprus and Greece, which carried out military drills in response. Meantime, residents of Izmir, Turkey, flocked to parks for safety this weekend, staying away from homes damaged in Friday's earthquake in case of more tremors. The earthquake hit western Turkey, killing dozens of people and injuring hundreds more. Rescue operations are continuing amid the rubble. Turkey is crisscrossed by fault lines, and prone to earthquakes. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.